Tim, what's the focus of your business? What do you make?
Well, we make robots. And I like to say the robot's kind of the fun part, but fundamentally, we're trying to find a way to look into store locations and help them do their operations better.
Your website says that your goal is to help retailers incorporate new technologies and embrace transformative business models. Can you elaborate on that?
In the past, I think they've retailers have tried a lot of things. They look at a lot of technology. There's just some troublesome problems of helping the stores run better. So how can we leverage artificial intelligence, computer vision, robotics, kind of all the cool buzzwords today? How can we bring that into that environment that'll have a business impact?
And another cool buzzword of the times is disruption. And I think what we're talking about here is disruptive to the retail experience as we've known it, but it's evolving, right?
It sure is. So, again, we've made it a practice to be in these stores watching our robots, and it's a disruption. Now, fortunately, it's a positive one, but people are some version of, oh, my God, what is that in my grocery store? Mm-hmm. And watching those reactions have been fascinating.
You've landed a pretty good contract to provide autonomous robots to a retailer. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I can. So the organization is Ahold Delhaize, not a household word yet, but they own the companies Food Lion, Hannaford Brothers, Stop and Shop, and Giant Foods and Giant Martins. So a good large company here, mostly mid-Atlantic and Northeast. And they've been testing our product for almost a year now with some great success.
So a video that's been produced by the University of Kentucky shows your robots slowly going up and down the aisles of a grocery store. What'll they do?
Two things. So we have two models. One we refer to as Inspect, which will look for spills or product that's fallen off the shelf, anything that's a safety hazard. And once detected, it'll report that over the PA system and ask an associate to come clean up on aisle four and make the store safer. The second version, actually, as you said, up and down the aisles looking for the product. Is it displayed properly? Is it stocked properly? And are the price tags accurate?
So as these machines are moving around a store, of course, there are people moving around the store. What about that interaction between human and robot?
What a topic to think about how an autonomous robot doing its own thing, running around with the real life or out in the wild, as we like to call it. And our machine, we have purposely had so many safety measures put in that it'll stop, it'll wait for the shopper, it'll pause. Eventually, it'll reroute itself, but we try to make sure it's very polite. And it just slowly does its job as much as it can. And when it opens up, it'll continue to move and just keep doing its chore during the day.
And as they're moving around the store, are they collecting data at the same time? And if they are, do you provide that data to the retailer and help them analyze it, make sense of it?
Not only the data that you mentioned, but also imagery of trying to recognize, is that Honey Nut Cheerios or is that regular Cheerios?
And is the technology actually capable of distinguishing between those two different kinds of Cheerios?
Yes, it is.
Tim Rowland is CEO of Badger Technologies of Nicholasville. Thanks, Tim.
All right. Thank you.